From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In New Jersey's Monmouth County, the county jail is getting a new class of inmates. Striking schoolteachers from Middletown Township are being incarcerated, in alphabetical order. State law forbids strikes by New Jersey public employees, and the teachers refuse to obey a judge's back-to-work order. Brian Kladko is education correspondent for The Record of Bergen County, New Jersey. Brian Kladko, you were in the courtroom today. What was the scene as these teachers were sent off to jail?
Well, it's like nothing I've ever seen in a courtroom before. The teachers were brought up in groups, first to the corridor outside the courtroom, and then into the courtroom itself, and then called up in groups of about 6 to 8 at a time, where they were seated in the jury box. And the lawyer for the school board would ask them a series of rote questions. Were you aware of the order to return to work? Did you comply with that order? Do you ever intend to comply with that order? And for the most part, the teachers answered just yes or no. But in many cases, the teachers also used the opportunity to give a speech to the courtroom about their treatment at the hands of the school board and why they thought they were being treated unfairly.
So for them, it's off to jail.
Yes. In most cases, they are sent off to jail. The judge has allowed maybe 1 out of 3, maybe 1 out of 4 of the teachers to go home instead of going to jail, if they cite either familial responsibilities or medical conditions that might make jail particularly difficult for them.
Now, what is the issue here that is of such importance to the teachers that they're willing to go off to jail rather than comply with the back-to-work order?
The school board is asking the teachers to contribute more to the health insurance plan that they have. Currently, the teachers pay a $250 flat fee every year. The school board now wants them to contribute a percentage of the premiums, ranging from 3% to 7%, based on how much they make. So the highest paid teachers at the top of the salary guide would pay 7% of the health care premium. This is a fairly novel approach for a school district in New Jersey, where most teachers do not pay any part of the premium for their health insurance.
And we should say New Jersey school teachers are well paid by national standards.
Yeah, they are either the highest paid in the country or the second highest paid, though the teachers union would say that's because the cost of living in New Jersey is also one of the highest in the country.
And does Monmouth County have particularly horrendous labor relations with its public employees, or is this something new?
Well, Monmouth County has many school districts. Middletown Township happens to be the largest one. And the labor relations in that particular district have not been good for the past 3 years. There was a strike in 1998 that was settled, but it was not settled at all amicably. Some issues were left unresolved. And when the contract expired June 30th, the old sores were reopened fairly quickly.
And then there's this odd touch here that the teachers have been called into court in alphabetical order. They're working, the two judges who are doing this are working their way from A to Z?
Right. The judge thought that was the most methodical way to go about it. The first day, on Monday, he only got through 4. They were all letter A's. On Tuesday, he proceeded through the rest of the A's and got up through part of the C's. And today, another judge came in to help him out, and so they are now up to the I's or J's at this point.
Well, Brian Kladko, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Brian Kladko, education correspondent for the Record newspaper of Bergen County, New Jersey, spoke to us from the Monmouth County Hall of Records in Freehold, New Jersey.